each stage of life a chance to grow. With faith and love, the blessings flow. Seasons of life, seasons of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the Silsila Seasons of Life. And mashallah, today we are going to be discussing a very exciting topic, a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is regarding the benefits of Salah. Yes, we are going to be mentioning the benefits that you and I derive from performing our Salah. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting Salawat upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in which our beloved Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has very beautifully mentioned that, "Greet your gatherings by reciting Salawat upon me. For your recitation of Salawat upon me will be a noor, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah." So let us all collectively, full of love, send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, and our cherisher. We send peace, salutations, and salam upon his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we show our gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We express our gratitude and thanks in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the countless blessings that He has bestowed upon you and I, and upon that we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal. So yes, today is the beautiful day of Thursday, and as we know that the weekly sunnah inspired ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami takes place on Thursday here in Durban, South Africa. It takes place every Thursday, Alhamdulillah, after Salatul Isha. So if you are from the area, if you are from Durban, and then do make your way to our many centers, our many marakis that we have, and engage yourself in these beautiful gatherings, in the ijtima'at of Dawat-e-Islami, way the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place, the mention of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes place, the mention of the Ashab, the Ahlul Bayt, the Awliya Allah, and our pious predecessors, Rahimahumullah, takes a place. Collective dua is made, naat is recited in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Quran is recited, a beautiful bayan, a discourse, a lecture is given as well, and a dhikr is also done. And subhanallah, such a beautiful gathering, leaves of Madani Channel, that you know, you never know who is a wali sitting there, you know. And so in such a big gathering, you never know who is that one pious individual who has a close connection, strong connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of his saying Ameen to the dua, everyone's dua can be accepted. Subhanallah. So we should not be losing this opportunity, Divis of Madani Channel. Make your way and come, especially if you are from Durban or wherever in the world you may be watching this from. You know, subhanallah, Dawat-e-Islami is throughout the globe, alhamdulillah, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do make your way to the ijtima tonight, weekly Thursday ijtima, sunnah inspired ijtima, and you will gain lots and lots of barakah, not only in this world, in the qabr, and in the hereafter as well. So yes, we are discussing the benefits of Salah. But before I actually dive into mentioning to you the benefits of Salah, I want to mention to you a parable. Right? There was once a person, a pious person. He asked his Roman friend why he accepted Islam. And this Roman friend explained his reason for accepting Islam. He says that a Muslim army came to our country. We engaged in battle and both sides, you know, suffered casualties. He says that he captured 10 Muslims and he entrusted them to the servants of his large house back in Rome. Now the Muslims were shackled with chains and told to load goods onto mules. This one day, he saw a servant take something from a Muslim prisoner and then leave the Muslim alone so he could offer Salah. He grabbed that servant, hit him and said, "Tell me, what did you take from the prisoner?" He said, "He gives me one gold coin when he needs to pray." So I asked, does he have more dinars? The servant said, no. But when he finishes salah, he hits the ground with his hand, a dinar comes out and he gives it to me. This Roman friend, he says, I wanted to see the truth behind this. So the next day, he wore the servant's uniform and stood in his place at Zuhr time, right? And at that time, the prisoner indicated to him that he needed to perform salah and he offered a gold coin. So this Roman friend says that he's not going to take less than two. He had no issue with this. He unlocked his chains and he proceeded to perform salah. When he finished, he hit the ground with his hand. Two dinars sprung up and he gave them to this person. Now at Asr time, he began indicating that, you know what, he needs to perform salah. And this time, he said, I will not accept less than five gold coins. So he accepted these terms. He prayed, you know, he performed salah as he did before. And he gave me five gold coins that came from the ground. At sunset, he signaled, you know, his intention to perform salah again. And this time, he asked for 10 gold coins. So he performed salah, he hit the ground, 10 gold coins emerged, and he gave them to this Roman friend. Now night came, he did his usual gesture, and this time he asked for 20 gold coins. And he accepted with no sign of worry, nobody at all. So he finished his salah, he took 20 gold coins from the ground and said, ask for whatever you want, as my Rabb is very generous, he grants me whatever I wish. This Roman friend, he says that he became so convinced that he was a very pious person and he was overwhelmed by his aura. So he says that I freed him from his chains and I spent the entire night crying. In the morning, I invited him to my home, showing him respect and made him wear my favorite clothes. I gave him the option of living in a palace in my city, but he preferred to return to his homeland. So he says that I loaded a mule with his travel provision, set him upon it, and told him goodbye. He made dua for me by saying that may Allah Ta'ala grant you death upon his beloved religion. And love of Islam entered this Roman friend's heart before he even finished his sentence. He then commanded 10 of my servants to accompany him home and show him utmost respect. So this Roman friend, he says, and I gave this pious person an ink pot and a piece of paper with a specific section for him to sign when he reached home safely. Now, it says that our cities were separated by 5 days of travel, but my servant somehow returned after 6 days along with the signed paper. I asked him how they did this. They said, when we left, we reached his home in an hour without feeling any fatigue or tiredness at all. Yet our return took 5 days. And I immediately said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله وأن دين الإسلام حق. And I testify there is certainly none worthy of worship except Allah. And I testify Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is certainly his messenger. And I testify Islam is certainly the truth. And he left Rome and traveled to a Muslim city. Subhanallah. In view of Madani Sharam. For sinners like us, salah is an immense blessing. Ala Hazrat Rahimullah said the 5 daily salah are a great blessing from Allah Ta'ala. He granted them to us through His special mercy, and no nation before us was blessed with them. That it is compulsory upon every mature, sane, Muslim, male and female to pray 5 times a day. Denying the obligation of salah is kufr. Whoever abandons one salah deliberately is a grave sinner and deserving of punishment in hell. Now, unfortunately, most Muslims have no concern for salah, yet it is a blessing, a rahmah from Allah Ta'ala. And our masajids are empty. That's it's a mercy and favor from Allah Ta'ala that He made salah obligatory upon us. In fact, if we put in a little effort and pray consistently, we'll be rewarded. Now, according to various ahadith and narrations, offering salah, it pleases Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Salah is the coolness of his eyes. It is a sunnah of the noble Prophet Alayhi Wasallatu Wasalam. Salah is a light in the dark grave. Salah protects one from the punishment in the grave. It is a shade from the sun on the day of Qiyamah. It brings ease to a person crossing the bridge of Sirat. Now these are all the spiritual benefits of Salah. Salah is noor, is light. It's the key to Jannah. It's protection from being punished in Jahannam. It causes mercy to descend. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will be pleased with those who perform Salah. Salah is a pillar of Islam. It is a means of forgiveness. Du'as are accepted due to it. Salah protects one from illnesses. It gives relief to the body. One sustenance is granted, blessings, and it is increased. Salah safeguards against evil and immodest actions. And shaitan dislikes salah. And salah is a companion in the dark grave. You know, salah will lead to one scale of good deeds being heavier with good. Salah is the mi'raj, is the ascension of a believer. And praying within the allocated times is the greatest of deeds. The greatest blessing for those who perform salah is seeing Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyam. Look at all of these benefits of Madani channel. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has placed very many specialities in salah. I will go through them inshallah. Number one is, it is that salah is a great helper. Now salah is a great help for difficulties, for worries, for poverty, unemployment, and so much more. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, and attain help through patience and salah. So we learn that whenever we face any difficulty or worry, what should we do? We must seek help through salah. And inshallah, we will receive help from the unseen and our problems will be solved. Now, under this verse, Mufti Ahmed Al-Khana'imi Rahimullah, he writes something very beautifully. He says that salah allows us to disassociate from the world and fully focus on Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This then relieves one's heart, mind, one's heart of all the world's difficulties. And the author of Tafsir Azizi explains how if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw no food at home during the night and hunger began to set in, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would then go to the masjid and offer salah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at this beautiful teaching news of Madani channel. I mean, you look at us today. When we're hungry, what do we do? Do we think of going and performing 2 rakat nafil? Do we think of going and performing salah? No. First thing we do is throw a tantrum, complain, mood swings are skyrocketing, frustration, irritation, anger, everything starts flooding in because of hunger. You know, as they say, a hungry man is an angry man. But when we are hungry and there's less food, sometimes it happens, there's less food in the home, what do you do then? Do you sit and cry? Do you sit and complain? No. Rather, we are taught that go and offer salah. Then you would see how Allah Ta'ala helps you. We prioritize in the wrong things. We place our trust in the wrong things. We place our trust on the commodities of this world, in materialistic things. Whereas, we need to place our trust in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, not in the amount of money that we have. These are all the means. But we have to place our trust in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You know, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had a son he loved very, very much, who sadly passed away one day. So when told about his son's death, what did he do? He immediately started to perform salah. Performed salah for so long that his son's body was given ghusl, shrouded, and even buried. Yet people saw him finishing the salah just as they returned to him. People asked why he offered such a lengthy salah. You know what he said? That I loved my son very much. Being away from him is a sadness I cannot withstand. And as I busied myself in salah, I forgot all my worries. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I mean, you know, sometimes when your loved one passes away, your child passes away, a spouse passes away, for example, it takes a knock. You know, it takes a toll on a person's mental health. Can't think properly, can't focus properly, can't make clear decisions in life, or not in life, maybe for that moment, because of the trauma that they're going through. And that is how and why salah is so effective. Salah helps that it removes all of these worries, it removes all of the overthinking, right? And it helps you to focus. It makes you realize that we all belong to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Our children, they are an amana to us. Our spouse, they are an amana to us, right? We have to look after them. Essentially, they belong to, we all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever we face this kind of situation, always remember that we all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a sad moment. Yes, human nature, we are going to feel sad. We are going to feel heartbroken. But we need to perform salah, because that is what is going to help us, as we have heard in the story regarding Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We see another incident. A female neighbor of Sayyidina Sari Saqati rahimahullah said to him that last night soldiers came to my home, they took my son away, and I'm scared that they're going to hurt him. So help him, please, or send someone with me to address this. Sayyidina Sari Saqati rahimahullah, he started performing salah with focus and humility. And after some time, the woman said that, "Oh, Abu al-Hasan, please hurry, the ruler could imprison my son." He continued performing salah. He finished and he said to her, "I am solving your problem." And after a short while, the neighbor's servant arrived and informed her that her son had come home. Subhanallah, subhanallah, Sadiwiz of Madinah Channel. When a problem arrives, a calamity emerges, or a sensitive issue arises, we all should turn to salah. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always began offering salah when, you know, faced with important matters. Now, salah itself is a compendium of invocations and wada'if and du'as. You know, it provides relief from sorrow. This is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh Bilal, comfort us with salah." This means that give adhan so that we may begin performing salah and attain peace. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, "Perform salah when you hear a frightful or unusual sound from the sky." Now, in Mabsut, it's explained that when it becomes dark, when you see the sky becoming dark, or severe winds begin to blow, it is better to offer salah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he began performing salah when Basra was struck with an earthquake. So we see the use of Madani Channel. This is one of the first specialities of salah, and that is, it is a great helper. Whenever you face with any difficulty, any worry, any tension, any sorrow, always remember the first thing we should do is turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by performing our salah, because we are seeking help. Through what? Through salah. Quran tells you and I that seek at help, attain help through patience and salah. So this is something very, very imperative that we should know, and also teach our children as well. Sometimes, you know, students, our children, they get so stressed out with exams and assignments and tests and this and that with school, with university, etc. Times they feel overwhelmed. So we should encourage them, we should motivate them, we should tell them, you know what, you want things to be easy, you want help, go and perform salah, go and perform two raka'at nafil. You know, after the obligatory salah, go and perform two raka'at nafil. Focus, ask Allah Ta'ala to help you, and then you will see how your child attains success. Because you're placing your trust not in your own intellect, you're placing your trust not in your intelligence, you're placing your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why tawakkul is so important, that we should know where to place our trust, and our trust should only be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Absolute trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We move on to the second speciality, and another speciality of salah is that it is a form of cure and a remedy. Yes. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that, "I once offered salah and afterwards I sat next to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked, 'Do you have pain in your stomach?' I said, 'Yes.' And he then said, 'Qum fa salli fa inna fi salati shifa'an,' and stand and perform salah, for there is cure in salah." Now, the views of Madani Channel, subhanallah, salah is a cure, medicine and remedy. Now the question is, what is salah a cure for? And inshallah, it is a cure for every illness, headaches, stomach issues, or matters related to the heart and the liver. And ma'adallah, Allah forbid, if someone is afflicted with cancer or failing kidneys, seek a cure for this through salah. If Allah wills, it will be a source of healing, inshaAllah. And we have to keep our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, according to scientific research, salah can cure many ailments, right? It cures the diseases of the heart, liver, and intestines. It removes or reduces sadness. The physical movements in salah are beneficial for one's joints. A prolonged sajda is beneficial for those with a cold. A blocked nose is cleared when making sajda. Sajda prostration helps the intestines remove unnecessary material. Salah cleans the mind and extinguishes anger. It protects one's health. Salah brings sustenance. It removes difficulty. It cures illnesses. It strengthens the heart. It is a source of happiness. It removes laziness. It expands the chest. You know, it nurtures the soul. It enlightens the heart. And salah makes the face glow. It brings barakah. It brings blessings. And most important, it makes one close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It makes shaitan run away. Now remember, these benefits can only be acquired if salah is performed correctly. And one of the things that are fard in salah is qiraat, recitation of Quran, right? That means our recitation of Quran, our tajweed, our makharij, pronunciation of letters has to be correct. If it is incorrect, instead of ha, we say ha. And if it's incorrect, then how is our salah going to be complete? How is our salah going to be correct? We want all of these blessings. We want all of these rewards. We want all of these benefits. But our qiraat is not right. Our ruku is not right. Sujood is not right. So how are we going to attain all of these benefits? Person may come in saying that, oh, I'm performing all my five times daily salah, but I'm not seeing these benefits. We have to, there's no issue with the salah. The issue is with the person. The person has shortcomings. The person has faults. That he doesn't know how to recite the Holy Quran. Person doesn't know how to perform ruku and sujood. And that is because such people either they didn't learn or they don't want to learn. And they think they know it all. So it's important that we educate ourselves on these matters. If we want our salah to be correct and complete, we have to make an effort to learn how to recite the Holy Quran. And subhanAllah, Da'wat Islami has facilitated classes for adults, Madrasatul Madina Baligan, adult classes, right? And alhamdulillah, here it takes place, you know, after Suratul Isha, wherein adults come and they learn how to recite the Holy Quran. They learn Madani Qa'idah. They learn how to perform Salah, how to perform Wudu, how to perform Ghusl. Because all of these are interlinked. If one's Wudu is not right, Salah can't be right. If one's Ghusl is not right, Wudu can't be right. So it's all interlinked. When your Ghusl is right, when your Wudu is right, then Salah can be right. Otherwise, how can it be right? But provided we know how to recite the Holy Quran. So it's important, use of mention of that. These benefits, we must remember, these benefits can only be acquired if salah is performed correctly. And for that, we need to learn. We need to learn our beautiful deen. We need to learn how to recite the Holy Quran. We need to learn how to perform salah. We need to know the makruhat of salah, the wajibat of salah, the fara'id of salah, the mustahabbat of salah, those matters which invalidate salah. We need to know all of these. And once we know that, inshallah, our salah would be correct, inshallah. So that was the second news of Madani Shura, wherein salah, it is a means of cure. Before going on to the next one, I would like for us to rejuvenate our hearts, minds, bodies, and soul in the love of the Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is by listening to a beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us go deepen our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by listening to his praises. And thereafter, when we do come back, we will be talking about the next speciality of a salah. So do stay tuned for that and share this episode has well, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Taiba se lautna kisi aashik se poochhiye. Taiba se lautna kisi aashik se poochhiye. Aisa lage ki rooh badan se guzar gayi. Aisa lage ki rooh badan se guzar gayi.
ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی دل وہیں رہ گیا جان وہیں رہ گئی ہم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی
اللہ اللہ وہاں کا درود و سلام اللہ اللہ وہاں کا سجود و قیام اللہ اللہ وہاں کا درود و سلام اللہ اللہ وہاں کا سجود و قیام اللہ اللہ وہاں کا وہ کیف دوام اللہ اللہ وہاں کا وہ کیف دوام وہ صلات سکون آخری رہ گئی
ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی
جس جگہ سجدہ ریزی کی لذت ملی جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی جس جگہ سجدہ ریزی کی لذت ملی جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر فلک رہ گیا وہ زمین رہ گئی
دل وہیں رہ گیا جان وہیں رہ گئی ہم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی
پڑھ کے نصر من اللہ فتح قریب جب ہوئے ہم رواں سوئے کوئے حبیب پڑھ کے نصر من اللہ فتح قریب جب ہوئے ہم رواں سوئے کوئے حبیب برکتیں رحمتیں ساتھ چلنے لگی برکتیں رحمتیں ساتھ چلنے لگی بے بسی زندگی کی یہیں رہ گئی
ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی
یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر وہ سکون دل و جان و روح و نظر یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر وہ سکون دل و جان و روح و نظر کرم ہے انہی کی عطا یہ انہی کا کرم ہے انہی کی عطا ایک کیفیت دل نشین رہ گئی
دل وہیں رہ گیا جاں وہیں رہ گئی خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی
زندگانی وہیں کاش ہوتی بسر کاش بہزاد آتے نہ ہم کر زندگانی وہیں کاش ہوتی بسر کاش بہزاد آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر اور پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا مگر اور پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا مگر یہ تمنا قلب حزین رہ گئی
ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی دل وہیں رہ گیا جاں وہیں رہ گئی خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ اور بیوٹیفل کلام ان دی پریزز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی ٹیک اس ٹو مدینہ المنورہ فحج عمرہ ٹائم اینڈ ٹائم اگین اینڈ انکریز دی لو آف ہز بیلوڈ حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم انٹو اور ہارٹس آمین یا رب العالمین الحمدللہ کمنگ بیک ٹو اور ٹاپک آف ڈسکشن ان وچ وی آر ڈسکسنگ دی بینیفٹس آف صلاۃ اینڈ تھس فار وی ہیو مینشنڈ دی اسپیشیلٹیز صلاۃ دیٹ صلاۃ از اے گریٹ ہیلپر صلاۃ از اے مینز آف شفا از اے مینز آف کیور اینڈ وی ہیو ایکسپینڈڈ آن دیز ٹو اسپیکٹس ناؤ موونگ فارورڈ Before going to listen to this melodious kalam, I have mentioned that when we do come back, then I will mention the next speciality, and that is that salah, it enhances one's character. Yes, this is another important blessing of salah, is that it provides spiritual cures as well, and it also has positive effects on our character, on our akhlaq, on our manners, on our ethics, which is crucial for becoming a productive member of the society. Mufti Ahmad Irfan Naimi rahimahullah said something so beautiful. He said that salah is a remedy, brilliant remedy for difficulties and the best way of receiving mercy, because you know, it purifies the body, purifies the clothes, and purifies one's manners as well. And due to it, a person grows in love for the hereafter and becomes increasingly averse from the world. It also increases love for Allah Ta'ala, but only if performed with full focus. And he also said that just as, you know, different medicines have varying effects, in the same way, Salah protects one from evil and immoral action. You know, just as fresh mountain air is good for one's health, the air in the masjid is good for one's iman. And someone performs Salah, he instantly distances himself from the dunya, from the world, and focuses on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this causes him to forget about his worldly sorrows. Once he completes his Salah, his heart is joyous, and he no longer feels the devastating effects of his problems. This was the third aspect, speciality, khasiyat, is that Salah enhances one's character. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And also we see that it has psychological benefits as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And what are these psychological benefits of Madani Channel? Now, Salah, it offers psychological benefits, right? And by the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, Salah helps one's mind and intellect. And it can change somebody's life completely. Now, let us dive into this, into the psychological effects. Firstly, it has positive effects on the entire body, especially the heart and the mind, right? Salah encourages humility, and humility takes people to great heights, okay? It embodies etiquette, and etiquette leads to success, and gives us the ability to fulfill the obligation of Islam. Offering Salah within the allocated times and with the jama'ah develops the trait quality of punctuality. Now, this is very important. Many of us, we complain of punctuality. Many of us, we complain that we aren't punctual enough. Right? We can't stick to time. We're not punctual. You know, we don't know how to manage it, time management, etc., etc. And subhanAllah, look at what a beautiful system Allah Ta'ala has made for you and I, that we have five appointments. If you understand it in this way, we have five appointments in a day. If you have an appointment with a doctor, are you going to miss that? No, you're not going to miss that. You're going to go and make sure you get that appointment done. If you've got an appointment with a businessman or whatever, you're going to go. No matter what it takes, you're going to leave everything aside. You're going to go there, you're going to conduct that meeting, you're going to put your full focus, you're going to put your everything into it to make sure that you get what you want. You get your desired results. Now, we have five daily appointments in a day, every day. And these appointments are in the form of our five times daily Salah. Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Five daily appointments. And when a person is punctual on these five daily appointments, then everything falls into place. Everything in a person's life, it falls into place. Why? Because punctuality is key. Punctuality is the key to success. Right? You got your Fajr in order, you got your Dhuhr in order, you got your Asr, your Maghrib, your Isha in order. Everything else will be in order. Why? Because by being punctual in these five times daily Salah, you will become automatically punctual in other worldly related tasks. So we see how much of benefit we gain from performing our Salah within the allocated time. There are times for everything in the foundation. Fajr, you cannot read at 9 o'clock. Fajr, you cannot read at the time of Dhuhr. Dhuhr, you cannot read at the time of Fajr. Fajr, time is Fajr time. Dhuhr, time is Dhuhr time. Like that goes for all other Salah. When we have this right, then we would see that everything else in our life is going to fall in place. And the next point we see is that Salah is a form of meditation. Yes. You know, we see in today's day and age, there are so many people who go for something called meditation classes. People are so busy and, you know, so worked out with this dunya, with the world, with their job, with everything, that they would go for classes, meditation classes, just to have peace of mind, you know, do one, two exercises, etc., etc., breathing exercises and whatnot. And that's not for free. They pay for that. You know, so subhanAllah, we see a beautiful deen of Islam, a beautiful religion of Islam has given us this facility as well to meditate, right, in the form of salah. Salah is a form of meditation. And that too is not just once a month. It's not just once in 6 months. Every day of our life, 5 times a day, we are meditating. But it's not ordinary meditation. It's a very special, unique meditation. And that is that we focus upon our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We show humility in the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We leave everything aside. And we just focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when the person finishes their salah, they find peace within themselves. They find, you know, comfort. They find humility. They find humbleness. Because these are the effects that salah has. And the worshipper abandons all his tasks, all his worries, and then enters the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His entire focus shifts towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This process protects one from overthinking. You know, overthinking is such a major concern in today's day and age. In overthinking, it causes unnecessary issues. So many people, they overthink about trivial matters. And overthinking is harmful. It's harmful for one's mental health. It's harmful for one's own self, and it's harmful for those around them. Because overthinking can really, you know, in the long run, it can damage a person. So this process of salah, when a person performs salah, as you have mentioned, it is a form of meditation. And this process protects one from overthinking, and it purifies one's thought processes. Now we see how important salah is in our lives. These are all the psychological benefits of salah. But of course, we should not perform salah to gain these benefits. Now our aim, our niyyah, our intention is what matters. Our intention should be that I am performing salah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why I am performing salah. Salah is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are bonuses. All these benefits, they are bonuses. But the important thing is for the intention to be correct. And another speciality of salah that we see is that it is a protective cover. So these were some of the psychological benefits of salah. Now there are two types of medicine. One is commonly consumed medication, which treats illnesses from the inside. And the second type is vaccines, and they cure illnesses and prevent them from occurring again. Now salah, subhanAllah, salah is like a vaccine. It cures every spiritual ailment and prevents diseases and sins from returning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. And certainly, the salah prevents evil and indecency. And again, a question may come up. A person may come and say, but no, I'm performing my salah and still I'm committing sins. I'm performing my salah and still I'm committing indecencies and evils. So the problem is not the salah. Whatever is mentioned in the Holy Quran, it's true. It's haqq. The problem is with the person themselves, because are they performing salah correctly? Are they focusing in salah? Is there full concentration in that salah? Do they know how to recite the Quran properly? Is the tajweed in order? Is the makharij in order? Is all of these faraid of salah in order? Is the wudu in order? Is the ghusl in order? When all of these are done correctly, then you would see how a person abstains from committing sins. And as of now, the use of mention, we do have a beautiful piece of nasiha, beautiful piece of advice. Let us go forward and listen to it. And thereafter, we will be back to conclude with our today's topic of discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dear Islamic brothers and sisters, we offer salah on a daily basis, 5 times a day. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, إِذَا صَلَّى أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيُصَلِّي صَلَاةَ مُوَدِّعٍ صَلَاةَ مَنْ لَا يَظُنُّ أَنَّهُ يَرْجِعُ إِلَيْهَا أَبَدًا. When one of you offers salah, do so like you are a departing person who knows he shall never return to it again. When a person offers salah, he should turn his full attention to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave everything else. Now, what goes inside our minds, we all know what we do. When we're offering salah, some of us are calculating business expenses. Some of us are thinking about household chores. Or if we have children, we constantly keep on worrying about them. But what we're not doing is focusing on worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam utilized the example of a departing person. This refers to someone who believes that he shall never be able to offer salah again after his last. Now, if we imagine this, that maybe this prayer is our last prayer, how would that make one of us feel? That would make us terrified. Why? Because two things. Maybe we're not good enough. Maybe we did not do good enough. Maybe we did not offer the prayers properly. Thinking about this, then offering the salah might help us in the day of judgment. When such a thought is recalled, one's mind will encourage him to sever the connection with all distractions. It will spur him to concentrate and attain humility, which is the spirit of salah. Dear Islamic brothers and sisters, take this hadith into consideration and offer salah with the ultimate humility possible. Sever all connections with everything and focus when praying salah. This will help us attain good deeds and it will get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, performing salah with humility, views of Madani Channel. This is how we should perform our salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to implement this and spread it to others as well. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Now, coming back to views of Madani Channel, salah, it has 6 preconditions, 7 fara'id acts, 30 wajib actions, approximately 96 sunnah, and many other manners that must be observed. If we offer salah well, whilst adhering to all of these, will improve our character and protect us from evil speech, sinful actions and bad habits. Like a companion came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person spends the night in salah but steals in the morning. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced, his salah will soon prevent him from stealing. Allahu Akbar. So, Divas of Madinah Channel, we conclude with this by saying that salah is the greatest support. It heals, cures, prevents one from committing evil, and it enhances one's character. So let's all make a sincere intention to never miss a salah again. And if we can, to offer all salahs in the masjid with jama'ah, inshallah. Not only that, we should also teach our children to perform their salah from a young age. We should get them into the habit. Like we see Sayyidina Baba Fariduddin Ganji Shakir rahimahullah, when he was young, his mother would place sugar under his pillow, and he liked sugar, and his mother would do this to, you know, make him passionate for performing salah. So he'd perform his salah, he would go to sleep. Next thing, he wakes up in the morning, he sees under his pillow, oh wow, there's sugar, mashallah. And then one day came where his mother forgot to put the sugar under his pillow. And when Sayyidina Baba Fariduddin Ganji Shakir rahimahullah went to sleep and woke up the next morning, placed his hand under the pillow and found sugar over there, subhanallah. And why was this? It was because he performed his salah. So we want all of our lawful wishes and desires to be fulfilled, leaves of Madinah. We should also perform our salah and instill in our children to perform their salah as well. Do something for them that will, you know, excite them to perform their salah. Reward them for it, because they are kids at the end of the day. They are children. This will help them to develop the passion to perform their salah. Until then, keep watching Madinah Channel. Keep sending salawat upon Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
Each stage of life a chance to grow with faith and love the blessings flow. Seasons of life, seasons of life.